Let's open our Bibles once again to 1 Kings 17, and let's read now verses 2 through 7. In these verses, we have the record of how the Lord hid Elijah after his first confrontation with Ahab, and how the Lord miraculously provided for his servant during this time. 1 Kings 17, verse 2. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "Get away from here and turn eastward, and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Once again, let's take some background notes first of all. In verse 1 of this chapter, we saw the sudden appearance of the prophet Elijah. Just as his appearance on the pages of Scripture was sudden, so his appearance before wicked King Ahab was sudden and dramatic. Elijah burst on the scene unannounced and confronted King Ahab. His message was short and to the point. "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word." As soon as Elijah had delivered the message, he disappeared from the scene. Ahab and Jezebel had no idea where he was. When we get to chapter 18, verse 10, we'll find that Ahab and Jezebel had an international search going on for Elijah, but they could not find him. God had directed his servant Elijah away from the capital city of Samaria and into hiding. Elijah would be out of circulation in Israel for more than 2 years. Time was needed for the message to sink in. There would be a severe famine in the land because of no rain for 3.5 years. God wanted Ahab to be softened up and prepared for his next encounter with Elijah. We read in verse 3 that God directed Elijah to turn eastward from Samaria and hide by the brook Cherith, a brook that flowed into the Jordan River. Most likely, Cherith was on the east side of the Jordan River and maybe not too far from Elijah's home territory. Remember, Elijah was from Gilead, which was on the east side of the Jordan River. The whole area is mountainous and good for hiding. Elijah was probably familiar with all the good hiding places along the brook Cherith, maybe even from his boyhood days. In verse 6, we learn that God provided food for Elijah in a most unique way. Ravens brought him bread and meat twice a day. The most amazing part about this miracle was the fact that the food was dropped off by ravens. Ravens are scavenger birds. Sometimes they don't even feed their young, let alone drop off twice a day meat and bread for a prophet. So it was a miracle. According to Jewish law, ravens were an unclean bird. Check that out in Leviticus 11, verse 15. So it wasn't necessarily a pleasant experience for this Jewish prophet Elijah to receive food from ravens. Nevertheless, this is the way God chose to feed his servant Elijah. And that brings us then to our doctrinal points from this portion of God's word. Doctrinal point number 1, God uses both supernatural and natural means to accomplish his purposes. God uses both supernatural and natural means to accomplish his purposes. God's purpose here was to provide for his servant Elijah. He used some birds and a brook to do the job. The birds were a supernatural means. The brook was a natural means. For ravens of all birds to drop off bread and meat twice a day, right on schedule, was quite unnatural. It was a miracle. It was a supernatural means that God was using. Obviously, it was no problem for God because God is in ultimate control of all his creatures, including ravens. The brook, on the other hand, you see, was a natural means. God did not have ravens drop off bottled water. He could have, but he chose to use a natural means, namely a brook. God uses both supernatural and natural means to accomplish his purposes, then and today. Normally, he uses natural means, but sometimes he will use a supernatural means. Let's take healing, for example. All healing is of God. When God chooses to heal a person, normally he uses natural means. God has designed the human body to naturally fight infection and naturally heal itself. A doctor and the use of medicine are natural means to let the body naturally heal itself and get back to normal. But occasionally, God will step in and heal supernaturally. You know, when I was 12 years old, I had polio, and I believe God stepped in and supernaturally healed me. Overnight, the paralysis left. In the morning, you know, here I'd been paralyzed for days. Overnight, the paralysis left. In the morning, I was back to normal. Doctors couldn't understand it. There was no healing service, no laying on of hands. There was a lot of prayer that was going on. God chose to step in and supernaturally heal me. That's the only time I remember in my life that God used a supernatural means to heal. Normally, with me, God uses a natural means, vitamin C, antibiotics, etc., right? This lesson certainly applies to other areas besides healing. God uses both supernatural and natural means to accomplish his purposes. Doctrinal point number two. Kereth must come before Carmel. Kereth must come before Carmel. Now, what's this truth all about anyway? Well, when we get to chapter 18, we will see the great confrontation between Elijah and the prophets of Baal. A major victory is accomplished through Elijah in the sight of all Israel. But Kereth must come before Carmel. Elijah must be out of the limelight for a while. God wanted to teach his servant some valuable lessons about provision, about protection, about dependence on the Lord, about walking by faith, and other lessons as well. Throughout Scripture, we will see that there is always the Kereths before the Carmels. Joseph, for example, had to serve his time in rejection and prison before God raised him to power and glory in Egypt. Moses had to spend his 40 years in the land of Midian before God used him to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. David had to have his years watching the sheep before God called him to be king over all of Israel. John the Baptist had his years in the wilderness before his great mission of announcing the Messiah. Paul went into Arabia for his time with God alone before beginning his missionary travels. Even our Lord himself spent many years in obscurity, walking in intimate communion with his Father before his 3 years of public ministry. Well, we too can expect our Kereth if God is going to use us publicly. Kereth must come before Carmel. All right, now what about practical application from these verses? Practical application number one. God may permit our brooks to dry up. God may permit our brooks to dry up. In verse 7, we read this, "And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land." Brooks, remember, were a natural means that God was using to provide Elijah with water. And now the natural source of supply dries up. God was dealing with the nation Israel because they had turned away from him and no longer walked in the ways of the Lord. God had turned off the rains, even in answer to Elijah's prayer. And now the results are not only affecting Israel, they're affecting Elijah as well. His water supply is gone. Sometimes when God is working out his plans and dealing with others, our lives are affected. For example, let's just suppose that God were to really bring down hard times on our country because of our nation's sin. You can be sure that our lives as Christians would be affected. We Christians would experience hard times as well. In fact, our brooks, our natural means of supply, might be affected, even dry up. God may permit our brooks to dry up for any number of reasons. Take your job, for example. Your job is a brook. It is a natural means that God uses to supply your needs. Your basic needs of food, clothing, shelter are met by the money that comes in from your job. Well, God may permit your job to dry up for any number of reasons that he may have. God was going to teach Elijah that he had other ways to meet his needs. God let the brook dry up because he wanted Elijah to move on to a different location. It was time for Elijah to move on. Maybe you've lost your job. God permitted that brook to dry up for some reason. You may not realize it now. Maybe God has permitted other brooks to dry up in your life. Family and friends, for example, are a brook, the natural means that God uses to meet your emotional needs. But maybe you've lost a family member or a special friend. Why did God allow that to happen? We may not know all the reasons at this time. But as we can see, God had some specific reasons why he permitted Elijah's brook to dry up. So it is true in our lives as well. God has his reasons, but God may permit our brooks to dry up. Practical application number two. What grades are we getting at Careth College? Now, we've already indicated that Elijah was taking some important courses at Careth College, the school of God. There were courses in God's provision, courses in God's protection, courses in dependence on the Lord, courses in walking by faith. There was even a course in solitude. We all need to take these courses at Careth College, the school of God. Now, the question is, what grades are we getting? Let's just take one course as an example, Humility 101. Elijah was learning humility at Careth College. He had preached before the king. The nation was abuzz about this prophet who had stopped the rains. But Elijah now had to step away from all of that, out of the limelight. And one reason is he's learning humility. What would we have done? What grade would we have gotten on that course? Wait a minute, Lord, I should be out there preaching. What am I doing here, wasting my gifts and talents sitting by this brook? Well, has the Lord taken you out of the limelight in any way? How are you doing in the course in humility? 1 Peter 5:6 says, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." What grades are we getting at Careth College?